Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Terry Forster. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting 8th. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Echeverrin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Downing out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor bunts towards the mound. Forster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Dent moves to third. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it, tags Jeter out, and throws to home to double up Dent, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar fires to first and has Kelly trapped. There's the throw to Grich, who tags Kelly for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive towards first. Muser catches it and steps on first to double up Davis. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Etchy Barron fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Echeverrin strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Brian Downing now catching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.